Let me tell you something about a lion. The lion does not ask permission to roar. The lion does not seek validation from sheep. Even when he's wounded, even when he's tired, even when he's outnumbered. That's lion mentality. It's discipline when nobody's watching. It's integrity when temptation is whispering. It's consistency when motivation fades. Anybody can roar when they're winning. But can you roar when you're bleeding? Because here's something they don't tell you about lions. They get injured. They get challenged. They get scars. But scars on a lion are proof he survived battles most would have died in. Your scars are not shame. They are evidence. Evidence you endured depression. Evidence you survived betrayal. Evidence you walked through loss. Evidence you got back up. Stop hiding your scars, because they are your stripes of royalty. Now hear me clearly. A lion hunts. He doesn't wait for opportunity to knock. He tracks it, studies it, and times it. Then he moves with precision. Some of you are praying for blessings you're not positioning yourself to catch. Lion mentality is preparation meeting opportunity. It's waking up early when you don't feel like it. It's building when nobody sees it. It's sharpening your skills in silence. Because when the moment comes, you won't have to get ready. You will already be ready. He doesn't beg for attention. He carries authority. That's the kind of energy you need in this season. Not arrogance. Authority. Authority in your faith. Authority in your purpose. Authority in your calling. Authority in your voice. You don't need to be loud to be powerful. But when you do roar, let it shake the atmosphere. So if you've been playing small, if you've been doubting yourself, if you've been shrinking to fit into spaces God called you to dominate, today that ends. Lift your head. Square your shoulders. Remember who you are. You are not prey. You are not average. You are not forgotten. You are not finished. Because there's a lion inside of you. And let's kill this myth. Lions are not the biggest. They're not the fastest. They're not the tallest. They're not the smartest animal in the wild. But when a lion sees an elephant, he doesn't see size. He sees lunch. That's mentality. Two people can face the same obstacle. One sees impossibility and the other sees opportunity. The difference is perspective. Stop looking at giants like they're unbeatable. Start looking at them like they're necessary. Because every giant you face is developing the king in you. When a lion walks into the jungle, you can feel it. He doesn't announce himself. He doesn't beg for attention. He carries authority. That's the kind of energy you need in this season. You see, the lion knows who he is. And the problem with this generation is not lack of talent. It's not lack of opportunity. It's not even lack of resources. It's identity confusion. You forget you're a lion. You see, a lion doesn't wake up trying to compete with the jungle. He wakes up knowing the jungle will adjust to him. He doesn't roar to be noticed. He roars because that's what's in him. And some of you have been silent too long. Silent about your gifts. Silent about your calling. Silent about your standards. And silent about your pain. But a lion that forgets how to roar starts living like prey. You don't become a king because of your environment. your mentality. Put a lion in the desert, he's still a lion. Put a lion in the storm, he's still a lion. Put a lion in the valley and he's still a lion. Your environment does not define you. Your mentality does. You see, a lion never loses sleep over a opinion of sheep. Some of you can't move forward because you're listening to animals that were never built to understand you. You see, sheep move in fear. Hyenas move in packs, but a lion walks alone when he has to. Stop waiting for applause. Stop waiting for approval. Stop waiting for agreement. When you know who you are, agreement becomes optional. He doesn't abandon his pride. He doesn't run from responsibility. He doesn't blame the jungle because he stands. And he's a leader, a protector, a builder, a warrior. And it's time to wake him up because the jungle doesn't crown kings. Kings claim their crown by mentality. And when you walk like a lion, when you think like a lion, when you move like a lion, you don't have to tell the world who you are. They'll know. Now go roar.
So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality.
You have heard it said that lions are the king of the jungle. But have you ever stopped and asked yourself, why?
How can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle?
What separates the lion from the rest of the animals that crowns him as the king of the jungle?
His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant.
It's the way a lion thinks.
When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run.
The animal kingdom respects the lion more than any other animal in the jungle. You see, lions hunt during storms, and they do most of their hunting at night. They hunt during storms because the noise and the wind makes it hard for prey to see and hear them. That's the lion's mentality.
And it's all mentality.
Lions walk around fearlessly, and they are in charge of their own destiny. I'm going to need you to tap into your lion mentality and conquer your territory. You do not have to be the biggest. You do not have to be the smartest. You do not have to be the fastest. But you must adopt the mindset of a lion.
Have the love for your prince. Have the love with every rep that you push out. It is up to you to get the most of everything that you work so hard for.
What is the lion's mentality? Fearless courage, bravery, leadership, never willing to surrender, and will fight until death. Do you have a lion's mentality?
Are you prepared to work? Are you prepared to dig? You got to fight. You got to push. You got to give everything you have. All you need is the power, the strength, and the tenacity to give it everything you got.
Maybe you're just buried in debt, bills. Maybe you need to stand up for something you love or believe in that others don't understand. Don't stop. Do not give up. Do not give in. Be courageous. Be fearless in going after what it is you want to manifest in your life. Maybe you have tried time and time again, and nothing has worked. Maybe you have become discouraged because you have been on the hunt for your goals for years with no rewards. Let me share something with you. Lions only hunt 2 hours a day and sleep the other 16 to 20 hours. A lion knows within those 2 hours, they have to give it everything that they have, and everyone better get out of their way because they're going to destroy anything in their path. You must keep hunting. You must keep fighting. There's no guarantee that anything will pay off today. But if you keep going, there are possibilities. The only guarantee is failure if you quit. The guarantee of missing out on your next opportunity and creating the life that you claim you want for yourself.
It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out whatever it takes. Keep pushing forward. Don't you give up on your life.
Be brave. The lion is brave.
This is a personal invitation into a new way of living, to an apex predator mentality. See, a lion has no competition. A lion has no predator in the natural order. A lion is at the top of the food chain because a lion refuses to be ordinary. The lion is disruptive. The lion does not play by the rules. Is there somebody listening to me that has come to the end of this version of themselves? And you are in a season called Enough is Enough. That I am now integrating this lion mentality. I'm talking to somebody that believes they've been called to be an apex predator, to walk in power, to walk in strength, to have fearless courage and keen intelligence. That I am devoted, I am disciplined, and I am dangerous, and I'm coming after my destiny. I did not come here to play. I did not come here to do this half-heartedly. I did not come here to even give it 100%. I'm giving it everything I have. All blood, sweat, tears, my talent, my ability, my time, my treasure. I will pour myself out and pay whatever the price it is to fulfill my destiny. You will make history. The story changes with me.
To become the best version of yourself, you're gonna have to push your body past the pain and realize that the pain is turning us into a legend. It's turning us into a warrior. It's turning us to somebody that told themselves that we didn't come this far to only come this far. Get up and fight. Get up and bleed for the version that you want to become. Because we only get one shot at this, Kings and Queens. Just one. So make sure they remember you forever. Make sure when you look in the mirror, you can see the person that you love and not the person you hate. Greatness starts with a lot of small steps that turns into gigantic steps. You got this. You got this. You got this.